And are these sonoric, are these like punctuation line breaks, are these things you think about in the first draft too?
Not much. In the first draft.
Let it spill out.
I let it spill out, gathering material.
Yeah.
I don't have time enough to make a choice about the second line. Well, I might miss the third or fourth while I'm thinking about the second line. Other people sometimes, people have totally different methods. And except for the method of dashing something down and never looking at it again, all methods can work depending on your temperament. And there are poems that have been written in one sitting, which somehow or other are good, but not very many. Most people really need to revise. Donald Justice and W.D. Snodgrass may have revised more than I did, but they're the only ones I know of. Jane usually worked on a poem for a month or two, and that was just fine for her. But I would, you know, frequently take a year or so.
So you say you'd take a year. Were you working on it regularly throughout the year?
I always have a pile of things I'm working on my desk, and I would work on them all every day, usually, depending on how many there were sometimes. Or I'd look at something in the morning, I don't want to touch it now, and work on other things. And there were some poems that would get to a point where I couldn't see what the hell to do with them, but I knew they weren't right. And then I would put them away, not look at them for a couple of months or something. And then at some point I'd pull them out and look at them. And usually, well, at that moment I'd make a lot of changes. So it wasn't every day for everything. But the closer a poem got to being finished, it was important for my revising that the poems be at different stages. I mean, some might be in the fives or tens of revision, in which case I'm liable to do quite a bit. And others, you know, the punctuation and the line break stage, the 90th draft or something, so that the kind of working activity would differ from draft to draft. And then I suppose it happened quite a few times that I had to put a poem away where I couldn't see it normally, to get a little distance on it, and then you're back to it. The next step was always to have somebody else read it. But for a long time, I wouldn't want anybody to read it. Even if I thought it was good, I'd put it away for a while and then look at it again. Because the minute somebody else reads it, it's no longer perfectly yours. Somebody else's response becomes part of the poem. And Jade and I were living in the same house, but we never sort of came up from the desk and said, "Here, you know, look." We waited, and Jane and I would perhaps look at each other's work three times a year. And Jane would walk in the room and say, "Perkins, there's some stuff on your desk." Or I would leave something on her footstool there. And in each case, once we said something's there, we'd go disappear, we'd go hide. And Jane said I always used to come at her saying, "These are going to be good." And she'd say, "Going to be, huh?" And there were times when we got sort of polite with each other. "Oh, thank you very much." It's the closest thing to a quarrel, you know. And she also used to say a lot when she'd be walking upstairs to her study, "Perkins just doesn't get it." And then she would say, "And then I did everything he said." But neither of us ever did everything the other said. This is true with other friends with whom I exchanged manuscripts also. There were things you knew that they didn't like. And in Jane's case, it was particularly whenever I repeated a word. And I learned repetition probably from Yeats. Yeats had wonderful ways of repeating while inverting or something like that. And, 15 or 20 years of my life, Yeats was at the center of it. That's probably where I got it. But Jane frequently would use verb forms where she would say, has been or is doing or something like that. And I'd always cut is doing to does. And when somebody does something automatically, you tend to ignore it. I mean, I'd be writing something, I'd think, well, Jane won't like that. And then, indeed, she wouldn't like it. And I would seldom be persuaded otherwise, and Jane likewise. But we helped each other a great deal. Dramatically sometimes. Cut out that stanza, change the order of the stanzas. I mean, big things. But Jane was my first reader while we were married and living here and writing all day. But then I would mail things. There was nobody in the area with whom we talked who were helpful in that way. Maxine Kuhman lives on the other side of Kearsarge.
Oh, really?
We didn't see each other very often. I mailed her stuff occasionally. But different people are more powerful as your readers at different times. There was quite a time when Liam Rector was my best reader. He was wonderful. And he would sometimes write in lines for me, which I would use. Earlier, Robert Bly had been, and he wrote some lines and cut some poems in ways that I accepted entirely, not in general, and not because of authority, just because they were right and I knew it. Everybody seems to, I mean, Bly is not nearly so helpful to me now, and Liam, though he continued to be helpful, wasn't such an influence or so right for me later, but there were about 10 years when he was the best. I read you at least one poem the day I was older, where I think there's a line that he added, and there's half a line in the poem called Without that he wrote. I know, I remember. I still have a bunch of people. There's one prose writer, a novelist called Alice Mattison, M-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, who was Jane's closest friend. And she's very good on poems. She's also on prose. And most of the people who've been helpful to me have been poets. But, there are some poets who don't help you because they really don't like anything. I mean, they may respect you, but they find something to object to and everything. But there are even more who like everything. And these may be guys, seem to be generally guys, who themselves are resistant to criticism and therefore find it hard to dish it out. And so I stopped sending poems to them. I mean, they're no use to me. We may be friends and write letters, but I don't show them poems. But I haven't shown anybody poems for quite a while for the obvious reason.
Right.
But some of these are getting to the point where I've shown them to a couple to Linda. Mostly I haven't shown to Linda. But two or three. Three of what I'm working on. But I haven't put any in the mail yet, which I think I will shortly.